risks with us to broker peace does not advance Israel or America's goals.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
On this day, as in previous days, Israel acted wholly independently. Wholly independently.
The White House learned of the strike from the U.S. military and alerted officials in Qatar. CBS's Remy Innocencio has more.
According to IDF Radio, this operation has in fact been planned for several months. The IDF saying that over the course of the past several months, through these on again and these off again attempts for a ceasefire and for negotiations to release those hostages, they say that Hamas, quote, has shown more rigidity regarding the deal. And so Israel decided to accelerate the battle procedure.
The Make America Healthy Again Commission has released its latest report. Linda Kenyon has a look.
The report tracks many of the claims offered by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., including claims about vaccines, childhood nutrition, and regulatory goals to end childhood chronic diseases. The report outlines the drivers of those diseases to include ultra-processed foods. The report also addresses what it calls vaccine injury, which has not been supported by science and has triggered concerns about vaccine misinformation.
The Department of Homeland Security is hailing the start of a new immigration operation in Chicago, but there's a lot of confusion. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Here's what we do know. ICE is somewhere on the ground here. They already have been effectuating their plans. We have not seen the bulk of those ICE agents yet in communities, but we have seen some, and we know that they are gathering steam.
It appears to be targeting people without legal permission to live in the U.S. who also have criminal records. Congress heard today from whistleblowers who say Facebook parent company Meta suppressed child safety research. Allison Keyes reports.
Former Meta researcher Jason Satizan told a wrapped room full of lawmakers and parents whose children died after harm on social media platforms.
It is evident that Meta consistently chooses profit over safety.
Former Meta researcher Casey Savage discussed the abuse of dangerous children and others can face using virtual reality headsets.
There are other users with bodies that can corner you, that can surround you, that can touch you.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. The Dow was up nearly 200 points. The Nasdaq higher by 80. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future, all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. New rule. Apartments in Wisconsin now have to have bigger recycling bins. The DNR has rolled out new rule changes for recycling in apartment and multifamily buildings. Property owners and managers must now provide at least as many recycling containers as trash bins and enough recycling space to handle 20 gallons per week. That's for each unit. Racine has already approved joining a proposed regional passenger rail commission, and Milwaukee leaders will consider the idea next. The Public Works Committee in Milwaukee will take up the matter tomorrow. The commission would coordinate future rail service among Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Leaders in Kenosha haven't yet taken up the issue. And Kenosha is planning a new holiday event, a first-ever drone light show. It'll be part of the Lighten Up celebration and tree lighting on November 28th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got him one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Love that's our first win, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Highs to the upper 70s Thursday. It's 69 degrees right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1961.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Let's rewind to 1961, a year when the milkman still brought bottles to your door, Elvis was still on the charts, and most folks thought streaming meant fishing in the Wisconsin River. Gas was 27 cents a gallon, and you could buy a brand new car for less than $3,000, and nobody needed a seatbelt because, well, nobody thought about it. Telephones were heavy enough to use as a dumbbell, and your mother's Tupperware parties were considered social events. On the radio in 1961, we were listening to Ben E. King and Stand By Me. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
From 1961, it's Ben E. King and Stand By Me on WRJN's 5 O'Clock Class Reunion today, featuring the class of 1961. That song was used in the 1986 movie of the same name starring River Phoenix. The film was based on a short novel by Stephen King called The Body, but that title was a little too gruesome for a movie hoping to appeal to a wide audience. Well, in 1961, President John F. Kennedy gave this famous speech.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to the Shirelles and Mama Said. This is WRJN's 5 O'Clock Class Reunion, today featuring the class of 61.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
It's the Shirelles and Mama Said on WRJN's 5 O'Clock Class Reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. The Shirelles officially came together in 1958, and although the Shirelles had no more charting hits after 1967, they continued to record and perform for a small but devoted audience into the 1970s, and they performed live consistently until 1982. Well, in 1961, there was something rather fishy going on at the Rose Bowl.
The Great Rose Bowl hoax.
January 2nd, 1961, the University of Washington was playing the University of Minnesota for the national championship. And at halftime, one of the great traditions of college football, card stunts.
I don't know how it could have worked much better.
Reg Clemens was a student at Caltech at the time. He and a few classmates orchestrated a subtle change during the University of Washington's card show.
We were all a little bit panic-stricken until it finally hit the air. You know, you figured somebody's going to find out. Somebody's going to figure it out.
At a time when Washington was supposed to be spelled out in the stands, the cards instead read Caltech. It was a feat that took hours of work and near perfect execution. Clemens and a friend had to break into the dorm housing Washington's cheerleaders and change thousands of index cards with directions on them.
Just getting by with the whole thing is just amazing.
On the radio in 1961, we were listening to The Marvelettes and Please, Mr. Postman. This is WRJN's 5 O'Clock Class Reunion featuring the class of 1961. 1961, it's the Marvelettes, and Please, Mr. Postman on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1961. Well, Samuel L. Jackson sings some of that song in the 2019 movie Captain Marvel, in a scene where the superhero played by Brie Larson explains that her name is pronounced Marvel. And character is Nick Fury, Jackson suggests Marvel, like the Marvelettes. And when she has no idea what he's talking about, he sings Please, Mr. Postman to provide a guidepost. Well, speaking of movies, what were we watching on the big screen in 1961?
In America.
That, of course, is a scene from West Side Story, which premiered in 1961.
Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have, though, to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
That is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1961. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon for another class reunion after 5 o'clock news on WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks, melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits from the Spencer Davis Group and Give Me Some Lovin' on WRJN. Well, Steve Winwood played the Hammond B3 organ on that song, which became one of the most recognizable organ riffs in rock. Winwood also wrote the song on that instrument, which might explain why it was so prominent in the mix.
When you're down and trouble, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Yes, I will. No. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where you can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show. His show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine Mayor Corey Mason used his State of the City address last night to praise local growth while blasting federal policies he says hurts families. Mason pointed to record housing construction, school investment, and a new health partnership as proof Racine is moving forward. On crime, Mason said gun violence is down, but domestic homicides are up, and said efforts to reduce them are underway. He also rejected the idea of outside forces operating in Racine.
Don't send the National Guard here. We need professionally trained, locally trusted law enforcement officers to reduce crime. Not soldiers from other states, not masked men who don't know our streets or our people. Our police efforts have historically been strengthened by federal grants that are now being cut or eliminated. Stop politicizing our military, stop scaring our residents, and fund local law enforcement so they can do their jobs.
Mason also talked up the recently completed work at Racine Unified Schools, an increase in jobs, and the prospect of new rail service connecting Racine to Milwaukee and possibly Chicago. You can watch the full address at WRJN.com. A Chippewa Falls man is facing felony charges in Racine County after police say he stole a car, led officers on a chase, and then tried to run from them. Prosecutors say 30-year-old Caden Dumholt was driving a stolen Chevy last Friday when he refused to pull over, sped through city streets, and eventually ran into someone's garage trying to hide. Officers say they had to use Narcan on Dumholt after he became unresponsive in a squad car. A complaint says he did admit to taking fentanyl. He's charged with driving without the owner's consent, fleeing, and several other charges. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. A low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Highs to the upper 70s Thursday. It's 67 right now.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's bus wagons flutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Mankind.
to lose.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
All right, let's talk with Diane Carlson. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
I think one of the very many ways that Racine excels in the arts is our poetry, spoken word, open mic scene.
Okay.
There are just some really great opportunities for artists to share what they've created. One of the oldest of these is Grassroots Open Mic. That's a program from the Dynamic Family Power Organization. For over 15 years, Grassroots has provided a safe, warm, regular, welcoming space for performers. I think we've talked about them before.
Mm-hmm.
Grassroots normally operates out of the space at Spectrum School and Gallery, which is on the DeCoven grounds.
Right.
And their sessions are the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. Sessions are hosted by Nick Ramsey. And beyond that, you just never know what you might hear and see. I've been to a few, and always as an audience member, but I've been inspired and engaged for the whole evening every time I've been there.
Okay.
Grassroots Open Mic is open to all genres, all ages. I've seen teens, retirees, and all ages in between performing. Free verse, rhyme, rap, electronic music, acoustic guitar, sound poems, that's an experience, cello, and more. Usually they're original compositions, but sometimes it's just something that moved the performer to share with the group. The bi-monthly sessions open up at 6 o'clock for sign-up and fellowship, for lack of a better word, but it's, you know, just kind of informal sharing. The mic opens at 7. The events are free, but they do accept monetary donations or non-perishable food donations that go to the Racine County Food Bank.
Nice.
Now, why I'm talking about it this week is, well, obviously there's one coming up, and often they present a featured performer. Both of the September events already have performers that kind of illustrate the breadth of the possibilities I was talking about. This week, on Wednesday the 10th, they are joined by featured performer D-Man the Takeover. That's the his full stage name is D-Man the Takeover.
Okay.
He's a rapper, singer, dancer. And then when Grassroots is back again on the 24th, Tara Hay, a fine artist and a reader, will be the featured performer. So they're usually on in the middle of the event. I encourage everybody to keep Grassroots in mind. It's just an uplifting evening of original works and mutual support on the spoken word and more scene. More information is always on the Family Power Music Facebook page or on their website at familypowermusic.com.
Familypowermusic.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And, you know, you said something at the beginning that I really love. You said it's a safe space for these artists. And I love that because you know that everyone is going to be receptive and open to what these people have to share.
Very much so. There is nothing critical about it. It's, I want to hear what you're working on. I want to hear what you had to say.
Nice. Love it. All right. And I assume that that event is on your calendar?
As always, you can find it at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay. There she is. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena.
my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Good look around, and if you're
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don is going to have with him Megan Harper. And Megan will talk about the Racine Public Library's annual Racine Lakefront Expo. That's on the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for ticks and showtimes.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist of French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese. It's topped with a vanilla bourbon icing sprinkled with cinnamon. And it is simply delicious. So get one today. While at O&H, be sure to grab a bunch of pumpkin donut holes, a delicious seasonal treat your family will love. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Back-to-school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. The two-person fall league kicks off the week of September 15th. It's six solid weeks of various 18-hole rounds. And don't miss the brand-new three-person winter league starting the week of October 27th. 8 weeks of intense nine-hole stroke play. Prove you're the best on the green and secure your spot now. Space is limited. Go to xgolfkenosha.com or visit them on Facebook or Instagram for all the league details. Get in the game today at X-Golf Kenosha.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know. Take the last train to Pottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. No. And
And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. I'm a no-no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train.
Years. WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Then after 6:30, it's Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon. Have yourself a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie. McCormick. Israel launched a surprise attack today on Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
At noon today, I convened the heads of Israel's security organizations and authorized a surgical precision strike on the terrorist chiefs of Hamas.
It's where the strike occurred that surprised many, U.S. ally Qatar. President Trump called that unfortunate. Here's Linda Kenyon.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the U.S. got a heads up.
The Trump administration was notified by the United States military.
Secretary Leavitt says the U.S. immediately notified Qatar.
The president views Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the United States and feels very badly about the location of this attack.
Qatar has been a mediator in efforts to end the war between Israel and Hamas.
CBS's Remy Innocencio reports it's unclear if the ceasefire negotiations would resume now.
These are uncharted waters. We do not know what will happen here.